Recording's on. So what we'll do is we will go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to tell us what you think the value is and why. And then the board will recess for deliberation. They'll make a decision, and the town will send you a letter, certified mail, of what that decision is. Okay, so this is for 1311 Braylock Road, and let's go around the table.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Mario Trabolsi.
All right, sure, floor, Mario.
So I looked through the, you know, website with all the neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. I know we met, you know, a few weeks ago, and you agreed that reassessing some of the common areas of my property was a reasonable thing to do because there are a lot of common areas. And when everything came back, it was lower, which I'm happy about. But I still notice that compared to even many of my direct neighbors whose prices have basically doubled, similar to the average of the town, mine is still significantly over double. And I'm not exactly sure what the area that consists of the home site is, like what's included in that, but you know, my front yard is somebody else's septic system. And I think that's probably included in the home site value. I don't know exactly where the parameters of that are, but I'm just, you know, I don't understand why my land value and my home value increased significantly more than my direct neighbors. I understand that lake frontage has gone up in Colchester all over the place and that it's gone up more than double. You know, I do not feel that land in Braylock can actually be compared to land in Mounts Bay that has water and sewer and things like that. I have to maintain a costly pretreatment tank that I need to have a contract for my septic with Advanced On-Site Services, costs $360 a year to examine that. And then every few years I have to replace barrels, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to, you know, maintain 1,000 feet of forced main to my septic system. That's, you know, that will scare people off if I was trying to sell my house. The water requires chronic water treatment, which is, the water's so crappy that it breaks every water treatment system there is. I spend probably close to $500 a year on repairing water treatment systems, and that doesn't count the salt, the Clorox, and the additives that I have to add. I have a gigantic methane air separator because you can light my water on fire. Like, it's, seriously, you can light my water on fire. So there's a lot of stuff with Braylock in general that I feel is not comparable to what you're using as comps, just because there's a lot of expense associated with and sort of fear-based, like, you know, just people that don't understand that septic systems are okay and that you have to do all this stuff to your water to make it not potable. I mean, it would be safe to drink, but it reeks up the whole house, even with treatment. Like, my water guy calls me a special needs client because the water's so, seriously, because the water's so bad. So, and when I recognize that AI and the internet is wrong, but if I put in what's the value of my house, it lists it between 600 and 800,000 or 850,000 or something like that. The highest value is on realtor.com is 1.4 million. I think those are low. You know, I do think those are low, and I don't think, I understand that everybody's going up double and that, you know, that that's what's happening. But What I don't understand is why I'm more than doubled when Jen Taylor has doubled, the Pilcher House at, I think it might be 1452, has doubled. The Lane land, which is my next door neighbor, is 110,000 less than mine, basically similar land. The Giffen land, which is the white farmhouse across the street from me, yes, they have a road between them and their lake frontage, but it's literally this, I mean, it's essentially the same thing. They walk out their house, they cross the road, and they go down to the lake, and they have lake frontage, and theirs is valued at $896, their land. I'm not contesting the house value. I mean, I think that the value of the house is reasonable, but when I compare to, say, the Luce property on East Braylock, they have a three-bedroom house that has unbelievable high-end finishes. My finishes are literally mostly builder-grade finishes, internal, you know, in the interior. And their land, which is, again, up on a hill, goes down to the lake, is assessed at $1,150,700, and their three-bedroom house with all very high-end finishes is essentially the same as mine. And so I guess I'm, you know, I would love to see my property double in value, like many of my neighbors have doubled, and I mean, would I love that? No, but I understand that everything's doubled. And I guess that's my, I just don't understand why I'm so much more than double, going up from 925 or not, whatever it was,
925.8.
Yeah, 925.8.
So you think yours is worth about 1.8, 1.9?
Yeah, I think if it came in 2 million, I think probably, you know, 2 million or under is reasonable. I mean, I just honestly don't believe that somebody's going to pay me more than $2 million for that house on that piece of land. With somebody else's leach field, literally in my front yard. They just had a septic, their septic line broke in my front yard, and my entire front yard reeks. It got fixed, you know, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't the septic system. It was like a line going to the septic system. My whole front yard, 3 weeks later, still smells of sewer because the sewage had been leaking into the dirt, and then he, you know, dug it up and fixed the thing and respread the dirt, and now I have smelly, you know, when somebody comes to buy that house and you say, oh, that's somebody's leach field, your front yard, your literal front yard is somebody's leach field. You want to spend over $2 million on that? I don't know. And again, like, it seems so arbitrary, like, whose land doubled and whose land over doubled, and like, some people's is, you know, two and whatever. I know Doug Hewitt's property went three times. I don't know why his went way, way, way higher than even mine, but it just seems very arbitrary out there, number one. And number two, the comps you're using are just, I don't think that you can compare them just because things are so complex. So that's, I got nothing more.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Any questions?
The only question I have is, you mentioned common land. Can you describe a little bit more about that?
Sure. I think that's already in my new assessment been accounted for. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will describe it. So there's a tennis court and a basketball court that are on my property, but they are community, like there's a tennis association and a basketball association. And so the community uses those things. I insure it, I pay the taxes on it, but then the community pays into the basketball association, tennis association, and pays me for insurance, but not for taxes.
Okay.
The road has a right of way through my property. The septic system that is in my front yard has a right of way to be there. There are two camps that use a lake water system, that the pump house for that lake water system is in my lakeside yard, and that system is actually on my electric, to run the pump is on my house's electric bill, and so then I have to each year sort of assess them, and sometimes they pay and sometimes they don't pay. If something goes wrong with that system, the line to that system, my lakeside yard will need to be dug up to fix their system, and I can't say no, you can't do that. And let's see what else
that's a good enough.
It's a very encumbered property, and it's a beautiful property, and I get that I'm lucky, and I like it's an incredible piece of land. Oh, and Jeannie Bishop's camp, which sits right next to mine, probably is dumping sewage directly into my lakeside lawn. Nobody knows where her leach field,
that's an old camp,
and yeah. there's like a black hose that goes down over the bank, basically into my lakeside lawn. Nobody knows where it goes. But what I do know is that there's no actual functional septic system there because...
Have you tested the water?
No. I haven't.
That might help.
Yeah. Help if I've got poop sitting in my water.
Well, it might help determine.
Yeah. I've swum there for years and so far haven't died.
The people,
although my son and I both have cancer, so who knows, the people who draw their water, whose pump house is right there, literally I bet their foot valve is somewhere directly next to Jeannie Bishop's septic. I don't know where it is, but there is not a leach field anywhere in sight, and there is a black thing above ground, but this is a camp, so they close it down in the winter, that just goes over the bank into my yard, essentially. I mean, not into my yard, but into my lake frontage, my 285 feet of lake frontage drops right down there.
Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff that just doesn't, I don't, again, why my property is so valuable, compared to my neighbors, I don't know. Maybe it's that I have more linear feet. I don't know how many linear feet each of these people have. I don't know. But I know they have the same amount of usable, not the Sears, because they only have the 25 feet, but like the Giffens and the, the Pilchers and Jen Taylor and the Lanes and the Luces, all of those people have as much usable lake frontage as I have. And for reasons unclear to me, mine is more valuable.
Any other questions or comments?
I don't have any other questions. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.